Well, it's really the workers are lined up, and we intend to make the official announcement on Tuesday when we shall brief the national, international media about our activities and intentions, which we believe are going to last a series of weeks, because this is an extraordinary celebration in Uganda for independence, which we intend to hold not as a celebration, but as a commemoration.
What are some of the issues that you'll be raising ahead of the celebration of Uganda?
Well, the world should know that it's going to be 50 years since we attained independence from our white colonial masters. And some of us, they've just been 50 years of bananas. And as a country, you look back and see opportunities lost, opportunities wasted, people killed, murdered in cold blood over the years, and of course, most recent during the last activities of Air Force and 4DC, we had cold-blooded murders that have never been investigated. We have particular cases where even the culprits are known by everyone, and they've never been prosecuted or even brought to book to answer for these atrocities. We believe for a country celebrating independence, these are some of the answers that our people demand of their government to explain as to whether they're a government that they can account to the people, or they're just a self-accounting government, and therefore they can only answer to the people about the individual actions of players in the region. We intend to raise and demand for the bring to book of these culprits of murders, as well as several other sites called the murders that are laden our independent history, our post-independent history, including murders that we read in the books of some of the leaders of the day. You know, it's a shock that people living, writing their memoirs of post-independence Uganda, they are talking about individuals who participated in the murder of Ugandans, and these people being talked about still live, and nobody is actually demanding for their immediate arrest and prosecution for these murders. Of course, that and more, including demanding for accountability from the leaders of the day, after 50 years of nothingness, no functional health sector, dead infrastructure, dead education, you know, it's a whole range of, you know, things we'd like to put demands down as Ugandans and the citizens for the government to provide answers. And let's say we're going to have this across the country. We intend to hold rallies, we intend to hold vigils, we intend to hold fundraising functions to help victims of regime terror, as well as helping families of the regime victims. We still have so many people, Ugandan prisoners of conscience, held up in several regime prisons and cells and safe houses. We don't demand for their immediate release, and the regime must account for the existence or their death.
Some critics are saying that you and your supporters are not being patriotic to undermine the golden independence celebration of your country, and that this is not the time to be raising some of these issues instead of bringing the country to celebrate the country's 50 years of independence.
No, Charles, I can tell you, if you came to Uganda and conducted a form of opinion poll, you shocked that so many Ugandans would rather have our white colonialists back and do away with the black colonialists here in Uganda, because there's nothing worth celebrating. There are no wounds reopened. We have an arrogant regime. For all the atrocities, for all the abuse, they're not remorseful, and they continue to put on a strong face despite fatal subsidy delivery, despite the corruption, despite the nepotism, despite the murders. There's nothing worth celebrating. And I can assure you, if on a good day, we as Ugandans to line up one group on their side and one group on their side, you'll be shocked. They would walk alone and naked. We have the support of Ugandans. Whereby saying that, whether it's making that statement, is a part of the rot. It's actually a beneficiary. It's actually part of the drudgery that are actually draining the little blood that has made of this country.